You're listening to Roundtable. It turns out acting like a textbook good girlfriend might not only be bad for your mental health, but also for your relationship. According to a new study done by researchers from Binghamton University, if you are being super positive when receiving emotional support from your partner, you are going to end up stressed out.
Ooh.
So that's bad? What does the study say?
Let's talk about this because, oh my God, this could really lead to some bad girlfriends out there, you know? Let's talk about it and see if we agree with the research, okay? So the research in the study asked 65 married couples to discuss a stress factor in their life, a stressor that exists outside their relationship, let's say like work or money. Before and after the stress convo, researchers gathered saliva samples from each partner and tested the cortisol levels in their saliva. Cortisol, guys, is a stress hormone in our bodies that increases in the blood when we're feeling stressed or anxious. Researchers found that when husbands offered their wives positive support during their stress confession, their cortisol level went down understandably, okay? But here's what is interesting. When the wives responded positively to their husbands to give them support, their cortisol levels actually went up. So when they tried to be perfect girlfriends with the perfect and nice and sweet responses, the ladies ended up feeling more stressed out than they were to begin with. So basically, looking at this, when the guys gave the wife positive, you know, encouragement, everybody seemed pretty less stressed, right? Or at least the wives did, because they had the support of their husband. But then, you know, when the wives support the husband, they feel a little stressed when they're supporting them, as I understand. And that is, looking at this, I mean, I just want to say that they get stressed because that's not the real them. I mean, like in the relationships I've had in my life, you know, not necessarily even just romantic, but just with friends that are girls and whatnot. You know, ladies that I've known will never just, especially I feel American women, will not just tell you what you want to hear. They are very opinionated ladies, you know, and, so I think maybe in certain responses where they're being kind of asked to positively, give nice responses to their man, they're kind of stressed out because maybe they're thinking, this isn't really, you know, how I feel, but maybe he needs me to be there. I'm so stressed out.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you guys think?
I'm going to bring up one more information that is, according to the researchers, when women responded negatively to the support they were receiving from their husband, that is to say, their husband are supporting them, and if they say, nah, it's a stupid idea, their cortisol levels went down, meaning they became less stressed out. So you need to speak up for yourself, girls. If you don't think your better half is actually providing you with, let's say, useful, supportive suggestions, it's okay to say, I don't think it's a good suggestion. It's okay to express your own feeling. You don't have to be nice to them just because he's being nice to you. You can be who you are, and that makes a good relationship.
I think that's a very interesting take on a relationship, because I think when two people who are not related, who are probably brought up in very different families and background, and you come together and you're sharing a life together, I think you need to empathize with each other, and you need to make compromises, and you need to be in contact with each other's feelings, and that means you don't always tell the truth.
Well,
and so I think there is part of that, but there's also the part that I think this is for men and women too. That is, you need to speak your mind, because no one can pretend to be someone that you are not all the time, but when he's asking certain questions, you try not to make him unhappy because you want what's best for him. And that is understanding too.
Imagine, like, okay, so if my significant other walked in and I'm being asked a question and she starts supporting me in something I know she's against, I would be a little stressed out too. Like, why is she doing this? What's going on? She's playing mind games with me. I'm really freaking out.
Oh, so guys think about this kind
of thing.
Yeah,
for sure. Like, when your wife comes in and maybe you play golf all day and you didn't tell her where you were and you come in the house and she's like, oh, hey, honey. And you're like, oh, God, this is bad. You know, she's being positive and encouraging you and stuff, saying nice things, but you know, like, I'm going to pay for this later. I'm going to pay. Why is she being so nice? What's going on? Not being yourself, I think, does stress people out, will stress the other person out, because especially they know you. We're not, when you're in a relationship, we don't want the perfect cookie cutter thing. That's what's in the movies. We want the nitty gritty. We want who you really are with your real opinions, or at least I think I do, and most guys do. They want to really know you. And so when you're not acting like you, that's stressful.
Yes, and I'd like to take a step further. That is to say, when you're being negative about the supportive you're getting, it's not always like you're being mean, but you are trying to communicate with your significant other. You're telling him or her what you wanted to hear in certain circumstances. Maybe sometimes you just want him to listen to your problems. Aww. Sometimes you want him to give you support or suggestions. By communicating, you and your others will know what to say in different situations, which is good for your relationship.
I would just say, guys, this is really simple. Just be yourself. That's who they fell in love with. Just be that person.
Yeah, there are times that I think we need to dress up a little bit because truth can be cold as a dagger. And I'm a loving person. I do not want to stab my significant other in the heart with that dagger of truth. Well, I'll sugarcoat it a little bit and maybe... Yeah, just a little bit. You're listening to Roundtable, and that's it for today. Thank you so much for your company. Bye-bye, everybody. Woo!